December 1st. It's Christmas time.
That's it.
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Hey, man. I don't think I've actually been in the mix early enough coming out of segment to hear the theme song. I like that theme.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one of many.
That's better than Formation right there. I kind of like that.
You come back, you may have another one, and made just for you, Arsenio. You never know.
And you can play bass on it.
Oh, how do you know that? Oh, y'all been in my business.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can play bass.
EADG open strings.
Come on.
Yeah. That's like crocheting for me. I love to just sit and play the bass line to old Larry Graham songs.
Man, you know we got Larry Graham on the ship.
On the cruise?
Really?
Yep. And the new Graham Central Station.
Hey, man. I'm just a Larry Graham fanatic, obviously.
Me too.
I was a Sly fanatic. And the other night, I was at Eddie Murphy's studio, the West Coast studio, and he got some tracks with Larry Graham playing bass and a couple tracks with Rafael Sadiq playing bass. Oh, man, he's still
people
into that.
People don't know that Rafael Sadiq can thump.
Oh, it's crazy. I think people know that voice, and I think people think guitar, and that's how he writes. But Rafael Sadiq,
he is a bass player.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And originally
he was a bass player, mm-hmm. and he wasn't a singer because he can't. He told me this. He mm-hmm. says it's hard for him to sing and play at the same time. He's not one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. That's why I'm a comedian. because I would step to the mic and say, "Love has played its game on me so long," and my hands wasn't doing nothing. My hands was in my pocket, and it's. But as soon as I get to that middle part, that's when I play. Boom, 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 boom. You know, I play my ass off once we get to
you
that.
You started
break.
Out as a guitar player.
Well, actually, somebody gave me a guitar gave me a Gibson Les Paul when I was little, but it was just too many strings. Too many strings, Tom.
Yeah, too I many. Agree with you.
I don't even like a 5-string bass. I don't need that low B, Tom. I really don't need it.
Is the bass easy to play because it has fewer strings?
You know what? I think it's a misconception that the bass is it's a complicated instrument. Especially if you want to please black folks, you really have to bring it. And I've seen guys like Kevin Eubanks from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. who used to be the Tonight Show leader.
Right.
Now, he's a guitar player.
Right.
You should see him in studio when somebody asks him to put a bass line down because he's a guitar player. Then it's crazy. I mean, he plays chords on the bass, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, you've seen guys like Stanley Clark go at it.
Yeah.
I never disrespect the 4 strings, you know, because if it's done right, there's some guys out here that do both. I mean, if you really are a bass player, you do both. You know, you got to know it all.
Well, man, we're gonna have to get you with Butch and the Live House. That's the name of the
Uncle Butchie and the Live House crew.
Yeah, that's the name of my band.
Wait. And what do you play in your band?
Air guitar. Air drums. Air horns.
Strings.
Okay, then I've seen you perform that. I've seen you in a timeout at a Bulls game doing pretty much all you do.
Music
be on coming from the ceiling, and I see you,
you got
moving.
It.
And I'm good, too. I look like I can play. I look like I can really play.
That, hey, well, maybe there needs to be a Tom join a band. Does Sherry Shepherd play an instrument?
Oh, she plays one quite well, I hear.
Oh, okay. You know I'm going to leave that alone. I don't want Sherry on me. She's got my home number. She'll call me 5 minutes after this is over.
Sherry's supposed to be here this morning, but she's wrapping up her TV series with John Lithgow.
That's premiering next year on NBC. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like one that could last.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, you know. That sounds like, you know, when they put Lithgow in your show, they plan on it being there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they be calling me. It's like, I got a great show for you and Jimmy Walker. I'm like, y'all ain't serious. Y'all is not serious. No, it's a detective show called Dynamite. Y'all, get off my phone. But Lithgow, when they put Lithgow on your show, because they don't mess with Lithgow.
Right.
That's nice. I'm happy for her, man. She's a good girl.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good girls, and we were talking about Arsenio, about Donald Trump before.
Sybil just had a Freudian slip and called me a woman, but it's all right.
No.
Okay.
I wanted to find out, because somebody else asked about this, and she's been absent. Have you spoken to Omarosa? Have you seen her in all of the movement in and out of Trump Tower to talk to Mr. Trump about a job?
No, you know what? I'll tell you, and you know I'm like you, Sybil. I'm a news junkie. I watch everything. I watch two newses at once sometimes. And I have not seen her since she came back to the hotel after the win. You know, mm-hmm. they had a party. She stayed at Trump. I know a little too much about Omarosa. She went back to the hotel. She went inside, and I have not seen her
come out.
And in Trump Tower, nobody really goes out the back door. But I have not seen her. And there was a rumor mm-hmm. that there was some kind of friction, and she had fallen out with him. But I'm going to be honest with you. I got that from George Lopez, and often his gossip is way off. I have to preface it by that. Because George Lopez would be like this, yo, you hear that Bill Cosby? Oh, never mind, you know. And you'd be like, man, don't bring me no gossip that's wrong, you know. So I don't know, but I really would like to know where she is, because when you talk about Secretary of State, when you talk about Romney and Petraeus, I think number three would be Omarosa, and number four would be Don King. So at some point, there's going to have to be a dinner with Omarosa, right?
Because of their great diplomatic skills, yes.
Ooh, I can't wait. By the way, in all seriousness, he better give Omarosa a good job.
You would think he would, right?
Yeah, remember Barack Obama had that guy, Reggie?
Yeah, that was his body man, Reggie. Yes, Reggie Love.
Yeah, Omarosa looked like a body man for somebody. You know, let's go with it.
But we haven't seen her.
And you know what? That's really weird.
Isn't it strange?
Oh, disappearances that make you go, Omarosa. But and she's worked too hard for him not to be visible and not to have something good. I mean, she can't go to the Source Awards ever again. So her life has changed forever, and she needs a Trump job.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Jacksonville. Duval.
You got to say that, Arsenio.
Hey, Arsenio, you come on stage, and you say Duval
you're in.
Now, guaranteed. What does that mean, so I won't be cussing nobody out by mistake?
No, you're not cussing anybody out. Okay. I'm telling you right. Duval is the name of the county that Jacksonville is in. And whenever you say Duval, they go crazy like they never heard that before in their lives.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to figure that out in every city. I'm going to go back to Cleveland and say Cuyahoga.
Well, no, it don't work in Cuyahoga. It only works in Duval. And you have to say it just like that. And watch him go nuts.
Okay, Duval.
They're going nuts right now.
Really? In their cars.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because I'll milk it. You know, 20 minutes in, I'll be like, but we ain't seen Omarosa, right? Duval.
Yeah. That's going to kill. That's going to kill.
My new hook is going to be like, hamburger.
Yeah. That's going to kill, I guarantee you.
Okay. You should have seen. I just literally wrote on a piece of paper next to the toilet. I'm sitting on the toilet in a row with the seat down,
paper.
And I just wrote Duval with lots of U's.
You got it.
Arsenio, coming up next on the TJMS, Ash and Larry. Donnell Rollins, next on the TJMS. 11 past the hour.